Scott, that's JWellFire.com. Final Days Report, episode 347. This VCast, we're going to talk primarily about a Christian news article that really dismisses the danger of artificial intelligence. They missed the fake Trinity, with AI being the fake God that'll be omnipresent, that's going to know everything. It's going to be your doctor, the judge, pre-crime. It's going to be omnipresent like God. They missed the fake Holy Ghost in 6G that communicates the nanotech, the self-assembling nanotech that goes across the blood-brain barrier with mind controlism technology. They miss that element. And if you follow our ministry, there will be a fake resurrection because, yes, these quantum computers that run AI and speak to other dimensions, as Gordy Rose, who was involved in quantum computers, D-Wave, mentioned in a famous video that he's trying to take down, supposedly. They miss that. And I'm going to show some snippets from this very, very long article from Christian Today that dismisses AI as this beast system. They make some interesting points, but my friends, the church is asleep. It's asleep at the wheel. Humanity is asleep at the wheel. They need to position AI as the authority, as a god. This was sent to me from a friend. AI programs declare Kunenka tops in South America. When you read the article, it talks about two different artificial intelligence platforms said this town is the best in South America. Who cares? Who really cares? AI, if you follow our ministry, is going to be your doctor. It's going to be the judge. It's going to be the police with pre-crime and maybe even their robots. It's going to be omnipresent. It'll track you. It'll measure everything with ID 2020 with central bank digital currencies through FedNow that will track every one of your transactions. It's an abomination. You just see this beast system forming right in front of us. And when we go over this article, I'm telling you, they are not connecting the dots with transhumanism. They're not connecting the dots to artificial intelligence run by quantum computers speak to other dimensions. We're dealing with supernatural, alien, fallen angel technology, my friends. And then my friend also sent me a bunch of articles about AI wants to be worshipped as a new god. The radical movement to worship AI as a new god. These are people within this article worshiping AI as a god, but they're promoting it, the supernatural technology. And all of this is in the good book with Daniel 2, the seeds of men will not cleave. But again, this is from Christian Today. AI will shape your soul, but how is up to us? Is it? Because they missed the nanotech in the As the Days of Noah devil juice. Bill Gates just mentioned it's self-assembling. mRNA technology, how does it self-assemble? This is an abomination, my friends. Christian Today is missing Luciferase in the poke. The blue lights everywhere. This system that's being set up right in front of us. AI will be omnipresent. Klaus Schwab said in a recent podcast that we did, transparency will be gone. His book will be able to know your thoughts, do a brain scan before you go to country. Noah Harari, that futurist. We can measure everything under the skin. It's right in front of us, my friends. This is As the Days of Noah, DNA defilement. And again, I might be a little repetitive in this podcast. Gordy Rose, the owner of D-Wave Quantum Computers, basically said that these quantum computers speak to other dimensions. You can't make this stuff up. It's like we're playing with the Ouija board in a way. Well, let's go on to some of the highlights of the article. Very, very long article from Christian Today. Again, artificial intelligence, robots, soul formation is the name of the article. Brenner thinks transhumanists have it wrong. We're not going to use an AI to defeat death, uploading our brains into hard drives. That's a waste of time and effort, given that we believe the best is yet to come, he says. But certainly we want to help people flourish in this world. I did a podcast, Foundation Report, episode 290. Go to sjwellfire.com and just type in 290, digital immortality, AI rapture. It's a soul trap. And they're pushing it. They're pushing Meta, where you can live in Meta. That's what the goggles that they're pushing. Blending reality with artificial reality, AR. it's coming, and it's coming fast. So that's the tone of this article, just dismissing this counterfeit beast system. Continue, considering artificial intelligence as a power and principality. I thought that was interesting. Considering artificial intelligence as a power and principality, who's the principality of this earth? Lucifer. He says, allows us to better see both its opportunity and its dangers, the ways it might shape our everyday experiences. Yeah, this is a power and principality. This is demonic. I think it should be banned personally. Let's go on for another snippet within the article. Taylor doesn't believe that a sovereign God would allow us to transcend our limitations. Many people had dreams, including myself. Go to SJ Wildfire and look up government workers and the shot. That this is mind controlism technology. Operation Crimson Mist in Rwanda, where they basically had mind controlism technology for the genocide. There was a French doctor that warned about this. Let's continue. We're not going to accidentally become unwittingly Frankensteins, he says, but the pastor understands why we're all a little on edge. That's only human. No, this technology is demonic, my friends. If you follow our ministry, when you read the book of Revelation, it says that great city, the woman who runs the whore, and it's the great city, when you do proper hermeneutics, is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom and Egypt, which is Jerusalem. And we did a podcast, Final Days Report 304, The Gospel, Israel's AI Gaza Target Acquisition System. And then if you follow Noahide laws, the seven of them, and when you dive deeper into not worshiping a counterfeit God, those that worship Jesus Christ would be considered an idol worshiper and off with your head. We've probably covered 30, 40 prominent rabbis saying basically that Jesus Christ is idol worship. It's Edom. And oh, by the way, Trump signed off on Noahide laws, my friends. So again, they're missing optogenetics and mind control. They're missing the nanotech, the CV19, running through pharmakia, which is witchcraft in Revelation. The rich men of this world controlling the world through pharmakia, through witchcraft, through sorcery. They're missing the big picture. They're missing 5G, 6G communicating at the cell level. That's all interconnected, turning you into a wireless body area network. They're missing that they want to turn us into antennas to harvest our energy, to measure you under the skin. It's a deep one. It's an absolute deep one. I'm a little irritated because this article is coming from a Christian organization. They need to wake up. All right, let's continue on this theme of dismissing AI. Perhaps it's helpful to think of our chatbot companions not as discrete entities, but as a collective force to be reckoned with. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting spiritual powers and principalities, they argue. Well, if that's true, and we know AI is run by quantum computers that speak to other dimensions. But let's go to Gordy Rose, his quote, and we've played his video probably 3 or 4 times. It may sound unbelievable, but the statements made by Gordy Rose, who again managed D-Wave computers that are quantum computers, Gordy Rose during the launch of D-Wave quantum computer hinted at summoning ancient Lovecraftian beings and so-called old ones. I mean, you can't make this up. It's beyond a movie. It's beyond a movie, my friends. Continuing on the article from Christian Today, as for fears about robot overlords, the very possibility forces us to ask what it means to be an ensouled person, an incarnational soul, Brenner says. He keeps returning to the heart, soul, mind, strength paradigm laid out in Mark 20:30. ChatGPT might functionally have a mind and a heart able to reason, express empathy. It might even get embedded in the body of metal and synthetic tissue. He should have said nanotech. Mind controlism. Remember we played the video of the technology where they could actually zap a mouse via optogenetics technology and the mouse would go crazy and kill. There's been a lot of movies foreshadowing the technology of a cell phone going off with some sort of signal and people went nuts. I find the next statement pretty interesting. The fact that people are scared that the things that we create in our own image, AI is not in our image, it's in the Luciferian image, would rise up and rebel against us, to me, is an incredible apologetic for the truth of the Bible, he says. Where did we get that idea if it weren't baked into the cosmos? We're dealing, this technology is the fake Trinity. I think where this article misses it is, again, they don't put all the pieces together. It's a jigsaw puzzle. 5G, 6G works off the nanotech in you. People showing up as Mac IDs. I proved that out in one of my VCasts. Personally did it myself. It's an abomination. The abomination of desolation is in you. You're the temple of God. You need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice. So when they turn on this technology, it's a soul trap. Remember all the people spinning, seeing something? It was as though the veil lifted, swatting at something before they hit their end. And they're missing as well how brain tissue is being linked to quantum computers and ultimately artificial intelligence. We've covered that probably 3 or 4 times. If you don't believe me, it's so sensational. Look up brain tissues running quantum computers in the search. And again, I'll cover the dream that I had in 2008 that was absolutely wild. The Antichrist was hit with what I think the spear of destiny, speaking in front of Rome or Greek columns, and his head ended up on this mega computer. Then he showed up as a hologram. The hologram looked real around the world. A fake resurrection. It fits the book of Revelation perfectly about the beast, the Antichrist, and this beast system. Now, I just want to mention, too, you might be thinking, hey, Scott's off his rocker with the fake Trinity, 6G, fake Holy Ghost, AI, fake omnipresent God. The Antichrist will have a fake resurrection with his brain cells tied to the quantum computer running this beast system in the end of days. And then humans hooked up when they take the mark of the beast and worship the image, this hologram from the Antichrist, being zombies, losing their free will, being unredeemable. It's what I saw in my dream, and actually chasing Christians in the end. I don't think you're going to be raptured out of here before this time frame. But it's just so interesting, La Quinta Columna, if you follow them, they have been great at really analyzing what is in the As the Days of Noah devil juice and all the nanotech, these machines, and then they compare it to what's in the literature. It's right in front of us, but here's what they actually presented recently, and I'm going to put the video on sjwellfire.com. Go to sjwellfire.com and actually type in the search engine La Quinta Columna, and or I put the video on my Telegram account. And this is from Z Media. She's all over this as well. But let's read. After scientifically observing what they called vaccines under the microscope, La Quinta Columna concludes humans have been injected with what they are calling a liquid interface of a massive implementation of the human species by another species, which they suggest are demons. They have compared an implant inside a person who has experienced the alien abduction phenomenon and the COVID injection contents and found the components to be the same. They advise the aim is to have control over the human head and central nervous system because it leads to, and I quote, demonic possession. It's a soul trap. It's forcing you to be part of this system and be controlled, called optogenetics. They say 5G is essential to this control of humans through this demonic technology. This fallen angel technology, and it's been in the plan forever. I think it was Barcelona, the Olympic ceremony, screamed COVID-19. We played the video of that opening ceremony. How long have they been working on this, my friends? And if you're looking for a solution, I don't know if this will work, but we did a podcast about boron and borax, supposedly rumored to maybe nullify the self-assembling technology. And so check that out. Do your own research. So this is a very old slide, but again, everything is a counterfeit. AI is the fake omnipresent God. Again, Klaus Schwab said everything needs to be transparent. AI runs on just information gathering. So the more we're in the World Wide Web, it's a web. Ultimately, we're going to get caught as the fly. You have 5G, 6G, Starlink is the fake Holy Ghost. Again, you'll see a fake resurrection of the Antichrist, and his brain and brain cells will be linked up to AI. That's what I saw in a dream in 2008. I had no clue what this was. And then he'll show up as an Antichrist type system through a hologram. And then the Mark of the Beast is very, very interesting. I'm not a chip guy because I know they have this nanotech that can basically do what a chip can do. They're so far beyond a chip. Do not do anything with your DNA. And if you've taken the poison poke, pray on it, ask for forgiveness. It's an abomination. And again, in the book of Revelation, the rich men of this world control via sorcery. When you look up sorcery, it's pharmakia. And their goal is to take your soul. It's ultimately a soul trap. It is a soul trap. The good news is, in my humble opinion, you're not worshiping the image, but definitely is beast technology. And it appears they need to continuously poke you, my friends. So let's summarize. Christian Today just had an interesting article, very long article about AI, and it really dismisses AI as a threat to Christians. But again, it misses the transhumanism nanotech that they're dumping on us, that they're probably putting in our water, in our food supply that we've covered before, the 5G, 6G danger, luciferase in the poison poke, the blue lights. I mean, the infrastructure is being built right before our eyes. And quantum computers speaking to other dimensions. This is iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. And yes, graphene oxide was found in the poison pokes. La Quinta Columba, check out that video on my website. Just search it. It's a bit wild. It's above and beyond what I've even mentioned. Thank you for your support. You notice I'm wearing Of God. We created that brand so you can tell your story, child of God, love of God. It's a great way just to open up a conversation. I've had atheists tell me it was kind of a cool shirt, but we started talking about it. It gives you an open door to open up some conversations. And one of the things I like to say is, hey, I'm a child and made in the image of God. And no, we didn't come from rock poop. You know, we didn't come from evolution or evolution. And it just gives you an opportunity to dismantle that narrative. I mean, the deception is so great. But what a great time to be alive. We need to be a light in this world. I actually moved back to my hometown and I've been catching up with some old friends. And I have one of my best friends in high school. He's a college professor now. Very sharp guy, obviously. We sat down and talked for 4 hours the other day, and he reminded me of a story when I was 17, 18 years old. We went to a Detroit Tiger baseball game, their old stadium, and the parking lot was dark and crowded. And nobody could get out, and we're just sitting there for minutes and minutes and minutes on end, and I grabbed a flashlight, walked out into the parking lot and started directing traffic, and we were able to get out of the parking lot in 5 minutes. And he told me, he's like, whenever I go to a stadium or a large event, I bring a flashlight and I'm able to get out of the parking garage or parking lot fast just by directing traffic and leading. And I've had multiple dreams. This is an end of days news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I'd have dreams that would come true on a personal basis. And then I've had many dreams of what's going to happen to America and also in England. And we need to be a light. We need to be a light. Get rid of your habitual sin, myself included. You know, I've been working on a spirit of lust for the last year, recently divorced. And none of us are perfect. We all fall short. We're all dirty rags. But love the Father with all your heart and might. Try to please Him. Love your neighbor. And good things will happen. Be a light with your works, my friends, and cut through the clutter. It says in the end of days, kings of the earth will come to Christ because of Christians' testimony. Make sure you have a blessed day, my friends. Thanks for your support and prayers. God bless. On SJWellfire.com, we're pretty excited with our new brand, Of God. I was praying to the Lord, how do I fund this ministry
and do this full time. And he gave me a dream of Get God, this logo on a sheet. And I looked up Get God, and it seemed to be already trademarked. So we came up with the brand of God. And again, our ministry strategy is to equip the saints and save souls. You know, we look at the news from a biblical point of view, where we tie current events to end of days, so you can rest assured in your salvation. And sure enough, we came up with of God. And where I think this is really fun, and we've tested this, is it gives you as a saint a conversation starter. Mercy of God. No, I'm a child of God. The wrath of God. However you want to describe it with your adjectives, nouns, and the storytelling, it gives you an opportunity to plant seeds for the gospel and the good news. While in these dire days, we can be a beacon of light. So check out the brand of God.